Taj Bradley pitched six innings of five-hit ball. Minnesota homered three times in the ninth inning to break open a close game, and the Twins beat the Royals 5-1 on Thursday to avoid a three-game series sweep. Kansas City will host Milwaukee tonight. Michael Wacha gets the start for Kansas City. Royals were off on Thursday. They'll be in Detroit tonight. Michael McGreevy gets the start for St. Louis. Cardinals shortstop Mason Winn was involved in a single car accident Wednesday, the team announced. The accident happened on I-64, and according to reports, was because of wet pavement. Winn was alone in the car and was attended to by local police, Cardinal security, and medical staff. The team says he was taken to a local hospital and suffered no serious injuries. The Kansas City Chiefs have signed Kaiir Elam on Thursday to provide some help at defensive back, where they traded 2023 All-Pro cornerback Trent McDuffie and lost fellow starter Jalen Watson to free agency. The 24-year-old Elam was the 23rd overall pick of the Buffalo Bills in 2022, but the former Florida star has largely failed to live up to his expectations. He split last season between the Cowboys and Titans, has 114 tackles, two interceptions, and three fumble recoveries in 19 starts and 43 games covering the first four seasons in the league. College baseball yesterday, the Arkansas Razorbacks struggles continue as they lose to Auburn 10-2. Razorbacks have now lost five straight. Troy beat Arkansas State 6-4. Today, Arkansas's at Auburn. Missouri's at Kentucky. Arkansas State at Troy. Missouri State will host Sam Houston. And Missouri State West Plains plays host to Mineral Area in a doubleheader today. College softball yesterday, Missouri lost to LSU 9-1. Missouri State beat Liberty 2-0. Missouri State West Plains games at Jefferson College were postponed. Today, Missouri will host LSU. Missouri State plays host to Liberty. High school baseball yesterday, West Plains beat Bolivar 14-2. Alton lost to Mountain Grove 4-2. Summersville defeated Kabul 7-6. Donovan shut out Twin Rivers 11-0. Ava, a winner over Mansfield 15-4. Gainesville defeated Sparta 10-4. Winona beat Bismarck 6-5. Bakersfield won both games in a doubleheader, beating Hillcrest 6-2 and defeating Viola 14-2. And then Viola lost to Hillcrest by a final score of 4-2. Mountain Home defeated Alma yesterday 4-2. Case City lost to Valley Springs 9-1. And Batesville beat Heber Springs 12-1. Today, Thayer's at home with Fordland. Winona will host Mansfield. Houston at Springfield, Illinois. Salem, Arkansas at Cotter, and Pocahontas at Corning. Of course, that is weather permitting. High school softball yesterday, Mackenzie Morris turned in a huge performance, going 4-for-4 at the plate and dominating in the circle as the Thayer Lady Bobcats rolled past the Kabul Lady Bulldogs 14-1. Other games, it was Mountain Grove over Liberty in a shutout 17-0. Gainesville beat Sparta 20-15. Cave City defeated Palestine Wheatley 5-4. Maynard beat Hillcrest 28-18. Viola defeated Norfolk 5-1. Hoxie beat Walnut Ridge 4-3. Mountain Home defeated Alma 6-5. Today, Thayer plays a doubleheader at Three Rivers College in Poplar Bluff against Clearwater and Kennett. Alton is at Dora, Bakersfield at Fordland, Houston's at Summersville, Salem, Arkansas at Riverside, Melbourne will host McCrory, it is Norfolk at Shirley, and Walnut Ridge will host Tuckerman. High school boys soccer yesterday, Mountain Home defeated Alma 1-0, K-City beat Riverview 3-0, today Batesville's at West Memphis. High school girls soccer yesterday, K-City and Riverview played to a 1-1 tie. Today Liberty will host Poplar Bluff, Batesville will host West Memphis. High school boys tennis yesterday in a three-team match. Salem, Missouri beat Houston 8-1, then defeated Willow Springs 5-4, then Willow Springs defeated Houston 8-1. St. Louis Blues are back in action tonight as they go to Anaheim to take on the Ducks. 9 o'clock start time in that game. That's sports. I'm Mike Robertson for the Ecom Sports Network.